Everybody who's paying taxes right now.
Make sure to have some of your covfefe this morning before you get to work.
It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is expected to make an announcement this afternoon on whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. You can hear the president's announcement at 3 this afternoon at WMAL.com. Fired FBI Director James Comey is ready to tell his side of the story to Congress on those accusations that President Trump pressured him to end his investigation into Michael Flynn's ties to Russia.
It could be just a matter of days before the Congress gets to hear from FBI Director James Comey in his own words about conversations he had with the president and memos he wrote about those conversations before he was fired. Meanwhile, the White House indicating from now on it's going to refer all questions about the Russia investigation to the president's lawyer.
Correspondent Joe Johns. An investigation's underway this morning after a disturbing discovery by some tourists yesterday at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture.
U.S. Park Police trying to find whomever's responsible for bringing a noose into the museum on Wednesday. The museum's founding director, Lonnie Bunch, says in a statement that the incident is a, quote, painful reminder of the challenges that African Americans continue to face, continuing that it was a horrible act, but a stark reminder of why our work is so important, end quote. It comes less than a week after a noose was found in a tree outside of the Hirshhorn Museum. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Another person's been arrested after trying to jump the bike rack in front of the White House. The incident came just hours after the Secret Service detained a Pennsylvania man who had come to town with guns and ammunition as he checked into the Trump Hotel. D.C. streetcar fans may be feeling a bit of a letdown now as they review the budget the D.C. Council has passed.
Streetcar funding's been reduced by $60 million, possibly endangering plans to extend it beyond H Street.
It's very distressing to see that investment stop at the Anacostia River.
Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Justin A. Leaney says the streetcar could bring badly needed economic development to the area.
A lot of our people have to travel a long way to do basic errands.
There's still a substantial amount of money that's left.
D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson says he supports the extension into Leaney's neighborhood.
It makes sense that the line would connect two portions of Metro.
But the original plans to go to Georgetown and up Georgia Avenue, he says spending that money
just is not popular.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some good news if you shop and dine at Reston Town Center starting Monday. Parking at Reston Town Center will again be free after 5 p.m. on weekdays and for 1 hour during the day.
I'm sorry that it's probably not enough, but it is progress.
Suzanne Zern started a grassroots campaign protesting the $2 an hour parking fees that went into effect in January. She says the change in fees isn't enough because
many people have turned away probably for good.
In a press release, Boston Property says a study of traffic patterns and behaviors, along with input from retailers, found that the 1 hour free parking and free parking after 5 p.m. will address the main concerns expressed by the community. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,009, the NASDAQ at 61.99. Sports, Bryce Harper begins his three-game suspension as the Nats win again in San Francisco. The O's beat the Yankees, WNBA the Mystics win, and the Penguins go up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to think like I do. You don't have to conclude what I do. But please do think for yourself.
Mark Levin.
6 to 9 p.m.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Want to undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda? Don't count on Ed Gillespie. Ed Gillespie's an insider K Street lobbyist, losing candidate and failed party boss. Gillespie doesn't support President Trump, and Gillespie says towns have a right to be sanctuary cities, force transgender bathrooms, and take down Robert E. Lee. Ed Gillespie supports illegal alien amnesty, and Gillespie even said he'd veto a ban on late-term abortions. On our side, Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. Tax cutter. Tough on illegals. Pro jobs. Pro life. Pro Trump. Winner. 5 times in a blue county. Others promise Corey Stewart gets it done.
I'm Corey Stewart. Ed Gillespie won't undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda. I will. My record of cutting taxes and standing up to illegal aliens speaks for itself. I'm Corey Stewart and I approve this ad.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com. Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. Looking at the delays bunching up right as you approach the Prince William Parkway. That's the reported area where we have the accident, fire and rescue on the way. So be careful. North 95, again, out of Dale City, approaching the Prince William Parkway. Beyond that, good. I'm not seeing much of any backups up through to the Beltway. 395, a little bit of volume through Landmark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge. Where we have our most difficult part of the rush hour right now is 50 inside the Beltway. So out of Annapolis and Bowie, you're okay, but you need to think about your plan to get into town. It is a solid lineup from the Beltway and jammed to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. As you approach New York Avenue, that's where you have the crash. It was the left lane that was blocked, apparently, in each direction, a pull down as well, and a lot to check out. Seeing some of that volume building in Riverdale as you push south down to that split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning, maybe a sprinkle of rain shower, otherwise sunshine after the clouds pass. Mid to late morning, beautiful. A nice afternoon at 83. Comfortable night tonight, upper 50s. Clear sky, some with a few clouds tomorrow in the afternoon. Maybe a passing shower, thunderstorm. Rain not widespread on your Friday. 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Herndon, 59 in Greenbelt, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A passenger tries to force his way into the cockpit of a Malaysia Airlines jet. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Thursday morning. That means tomorrow is Friday. Yay! Coming up on the show this hour at 7:35 is Charles Payne from the Fox Business Channel. And we're going to talk taxes with him and some startling statistics. At 8:05, Amy Harder from Axios will be with us to discuss the Paris Climate Change Accord and what pulling out of that could possibly mean for us. At 8:45, it's our friend Tucker Carlson. I am Mary Walter here with my friend Vince Colonnese.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
We have the pleasure of also being joined this morning by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who we know and love here on Mornings on the Mall. And Tony and Colonel Schaefer, you're joining us at a good time to discuss all of these various subpoenas that are coming out of the House Intelligence Committee yesterday, creating quite a stir. Some of them directed at people within the Trump orbit, but importantly, it seems the House Intel Committee is also requesting information from the various intelligence agencies about who exactly within the Obama administration was doing all of this unmasking. What did you make of that?
Right, Vince. Well, good morning, Vince and Mary. And yeah, the good news here, if any, is I didn't get one. So that's good for me. I mean,
do you feel left out?
That's right. That's dodging a bullet. But no, seriously, look, there's a lot of folks on the inside, I think, Vince, that were heavily involved in the unmasking. Statistically, it's shown now that that they had more FISA activity the last year of the Obama administration than ever before in the history of FISA. So I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And as much as I've seen Susan Rice and others protest that there was no quote-unquote illegal unmasking, they don't deny the fact it happened. And I think this is where they have to figure out three questions. First, who all was unmasked? You got to just get the list of names so you exactly know what it is. And that's going to tell you, just by the nature of who these people are, what they were looking at, and then that's the next thing you have to do. Who exactly authorized the unmasking regarding these individuals? What was the legal statute or regulation that allowed them to do it? And then, most importantly, who above them authorized, who directed it? I don't believe for a minute that this will not go back up to somewhere near the president, and I do believe that that Valerie Jarrett and Ben Rhodes and those other folks up there who were advising the president were heavily involved. And as I said in an interview with Lou Dobbs, I think the night before last, that what you're seeing here is the president was using the power of a nation state to look inside at his political enemies rather than looking outside at our foreign enemies. And I think that's what we're finding now. And I think when we go through all this, end of the day, I think we're going to be very, very frightened with the amount of abuse that was going on.
So you mentioned Ben Rhodes and Valerie Jarrett as being right. people who may have been involved in this. So far, there's no evidence that they've been subpoenaed yet by the House Intelligence Committee. But people who have been include Susan Rice, former CIA Director John Brennan, and interestingly, United Nations Ambassador Samantha Power. What do you make of Samantha Power's inclusion in this, especially because the UN ambassador, as far as I can tell, should have no role in unmasking the names of U.S. citizens?
Precisely, and it tells you kind of a direction of where this is going. I think she was amongst a number of, I would term them as political insiders, not only people who actually gave the president advice, but people who are involved in his political agenda. And so that's a huge clue that is going in that direction. And I think once you get the answers, it's going to be tough to get the answers to these subpoenas, but once you get those answers in, you look at a secondary round of subpoenas after that. But yeah, and John Brennan, look, there's no surprise there with John Brennan. John Brennan, I believe, was one of the key elements of the Obama administration, using all the different mechanisms of intelligence behind the scenes. And I've talked to a lot of folks who have dealt with John over the years, and I don't believe for a minute that John is anything but self-absorbed, focused on his own career. So I think he was doing everything he could politically to benefit the president based on his own self-promotion. So I think there's going to be some issues there when they find out what he did.
Yeah, and these three subpoenas relating to this unmasking were directed to the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI. Mm-hmm. And the House Committee has claimed that the NSA has been cooperative, but the CIA and the FBI have been slow to respond, so that's why they had to subpoena them. Now, there is nothing that forces them to comply with this subpoena, correct?
Well, there are enforcement mechanisms. I'm not sure how far they're willing to go, Mary. I mean, that's one of those things here. Look, I was once in an investigation where the FBI was getting ready to arrest senior members of CIA in a foreign environment if they weren't going to cooperate. So it's one of those things is how far are you willing to go? And there are agencies within the government who can arrest other agencies. It's kind of a spy versus spy thing. I mean, this is not the first time I've seen this, and literally I've been involved before. So it really becomes, as we've talked about a number of times, a matter of political will. How far are you willing to go?
How far do you think they're willing to go?
Yeah, well, look, I'd like to believe they're willing to go all the way. You know, if for those fans of film, there's a great scene in Apocalypse Now, and it talks about the don't get off the boat unless you're willing to go all the way. And I think in this case, they better be prepared to go all the way, because you need to unravel this, because this is as big as Watergate. We're talking about wholesale spying on American citizens for political purposes. This makes Watergate look like a bathtub in the middle of the Atlantic. So this is something that I think that needs to be done, and frankly, there are levers of government that can be used to force the compliance, and that's I can't get into all that at this point, mm-hmm. but there's ways of doing it.
James Comey now cleared to testify as well. We're expecting to hear from him as early as next week. What do you think we're going to hear from James Comey, and will the fact that Robert Mueller is now involved going to preclude James Comey from saying anything interesting, do you think?
Oh, Vince, I've looked at the timeline, first off, about the whole allegation of when the president supposedly said he tried to intimidate him. It doesn't really match up because, previous to the time supposedly this meeting happened, Comey had already announced that Mike Flynn was not going to be targeted. You know, he was cleared or whatever. So it just seems to me that the whole idea that the president would say something to Comey about dropping an investigation, which Comey already said he dropped an investigation, just doesn't seem to add up. Secondly, I think it's going to be like every other time we've had one of these big-name former members of the Obama administration show up. There's big fanfare and then a big goose egg at the end of the day. I just don't see anything new here other than Comey trying to basically self-promote, trying to basically recover his own reputation. So I just don't think there's much there.
Right, and he was prior asked about whether or not political pressure was ever exerted on him, and
correct.
He said no. He
correct.
Said that's just
correct.
Never happened, and I can't think of a time that's happened. And even his own note-taking suggests that the president never made a direct request. I mean, in journalism, we talk about things in active voice. There was no active voice request to James Comey to do this. He just said things like, I hope you can see your way clear on this.
Well, and the other thing, as we've Vince, I think we talked about this the other day a little bit. When I take over an organization, I always ask people, what's your loyalty going to be? Are you going to work for me? Are you going to work for the previous guy? And I think President Trump probably brought that up to him, saying, hey, Mr. Comey, who are you going to be loyal to here? And I think that's a reasonable question to the president to ask of anybody who's going to be remaining from the Obama administration under his administration.
I think ultimately this Comey showing up again. Right now, people think, oh, Trump has to answer all these questions. I think more so than anybody, Comey has to answer questions right now in public because he's created a lot of chaos, and he's going to have to answer for that. And I hope Republicans are actually tough in their questioning when he gets before their committee soon.
And I've talked to a couple of them who are willing to hold him accountable for basically making false statements under oath. I think they'd be willing to go all the way on that.
That would be interesting if they actually get him on that.
Exciting times. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, Mary.
It's 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading 50 inside the Beltway. Crews have been so busy this morning. 50 as you make that exit toward to go New York Avenue inbound. That's where we had the crash, had the pole that was down, but it looks like somehow they're maneuvering everything out of the travel lanes and reopening your lanes. Now, even though that's happening, it is jammed coming off of the Beltway. So I do want you to plan accordingly. Again, after you come out of Annapolis and Bowie without any problems, it's going to be from the Beltway to New York Avenue, solid lineup. Riverdale, a little bit of a stop and go. Now, you're not affected by the crash, so the Riverdale southbound BW Parkway commute before 202 heading into town. Now, to the Wilson Bridge, you're back near St. Barnabas Road, getting up to the Beltway, 210. We have volume every morning, but now crash just reported north on 210, north of Palmer Road as you come up to Kirby Hill Road. Interstate 95, Virginia North, right near the Prince William Parkway in the express lanes. That's where the incident reported to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, abundant sunshine with a high of 83. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 59. Tomorrow, you're going to see some sun. Until the afternoon, we'll get some clouds and a stray shower or thunderstorm as possible. High tomorrow, 79 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, we're going to see highs in the low to mid 80s. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds. And Sunday, lots of sunshine. So Sunday is going to be the day. Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 7:17 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
So, you know, we just got done talking to Tony Schaefer about all of these subpoenas that are flying. The Russia investigation continues. But it's always healthy to have some perspective, and that has been given to us today by the former acting director of the CIA, Mike Morrell. He did an interview with a place called The Cipher Brief, and Morrell, who is, by the way, a supporter of Hillary Clinton, is warning against over-connecting the dots based on various news reports on this Russia collusion stuff. That basically all these leaks, he's a little nervous about it because he says things like this. That's not a sourcing chain in which I would put a great deal of confidence. Speaking of reports by the Washington Post and the New York Times, specifically about Jared Kushner setting up secret back channels with the Russian government. He says, I spent a career watching the media get a significant portion of intelligence-related stories wrong. So the bottom line, we should all be very careful in saying what is a fact on which to base analysis here. The real facts may be different.
So we're saying that basing an allegation and a front page story on someone calling you from, a coffee shop somewhere and allegedly reading you a secret memo over the phone, it isn't a good source?
It turns out that's a bad way to do business, according
Get
to
out.
The former director of the CIA. He also says that we all need to be careful not to draw overarching conclusions from one data point, or even more importantly, we need to be careful that we don't overconnect the dots. And he gave an example of that, of overconnecting the dots. He said, he served in the CIA for 33 years, by the way. He cited the agency's inaccurate determination that Saddam Hussein possessed WMDs. He said, there are so many, quote, facts in the public domain now that many people are connecting them in a way that has them concluding the Trump campaign must have been guilty of conspiring with the Russians in a way that would be a violation of the law. He says it's way too early to come to that conclusion. Somebody tell Maxine Waters.
See, but again, this is you have to see the left for who they are, and they're all about the end justifying the means. So they don't care. They control the message, and they do it beautifully. And the Republicans' inability to combat it and take control of the message is one of the things. It's on my top 10 list of frustrating things in my life. It really truly is, because it drives me crazy. They're very good at putting it out there. It doesn't matter what the source is. They'll just put it out there. The Washington Post, the editors have refused to publicly release that anonymous letter, and was part of a front page article accusing Jared Kushner of this, and they refused to release it because they know that they could put it out there, and they used to, a publication used to print an apology and put it on the back page in the bottom right hand corner in a very small print next to the novenas to St. Jude, and now they don't even do that. They don't even publish apologies or retractions anymore. They're just like, oh well, and then they go on to the next thing, because the goal is to put it in the minds of the people who only read the headline and get their message out.
I'm very in favor of this, the publishing of source documents, because I think it really helps the reader to be able to ferret out what's true and what's not and assess, like, what are you basing this on? And yeah, I think the Washington Post should release that letter that they're basing these conversations on. But, you know, let me talk about James O'Keefe for a second. Every time James O'Keefe releases a video, The way it goes is he releases a video, the press attacks him for not releasing the full unedited version, he releases the full unedited version, they're not satisfied with what they've seen. So there's always this call, this demand, show us the source material. I don't want to see what your final product was, I want to see what your original product was. What do you have? And his argument's always like, we don't hold 60 Minutes to that standard. We don't hold mainstream media to that standard, usually. We don't demand source documentation from them. We just accept that their end product, through the process of its editorial rigor, is representative of cold, hard truth. But we don't treat the rest of the press the way that they should be treated, which is to say, show me the evidence. If you're going to put this out there, like, if as a reporter, your job should be to construct a story in such a way that your reader can reverse engineer every line. That your reader can go back and follow the same exact chain of custody and establish, okay, that's a true fact. And granted, yes, sometimes we have to rely on anonymous sources in order to get good information. But as much as possible, the reporter's job is to provide as much information as possible, especially in an environment where after a reader concludes with reading your story, guess where he is? Some other website trying to assess whether or not what he just read was true.
And while I agree with everything you said, I think we have to acknowledge that Americans in general are crazy busy. And who was it, Jonathan Gruber, who said we rely on the stupidity of the American voter because we put this stuff out there?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to source it. They're not going to look for the truth. They're not going to read past the first paragraph. That's why USA Today has a lot of pictures and a lot of pie charts.
The last thing that Mike Morrell said was this is not a back channel, referring to Jared Kushner's conversation with the Russians, if any. That is a front channel, the incoming national security advisor talking with the Russian government.
It is 722 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Today, if you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list.
Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs.
Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for governor.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
725 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go again. Just inbound 50. I need to give you a warning because we have major delays. We're okay. Prior to the Beltway, it's getting up and approaching the Beltway heading into town. The incident right before you get to the exit for New York Avenue, New York Kenilworth Avenue, still has the left lane blocked. This accident that took down a utility pole, so a lot going on there. And that's the culprit as you lose a lane. Again, 50 commuters inside the Beltway jam through Chevrolet. Now, if you're taking 214 Central Avenue, that's okay. Route 4, still a good option for you. Suitland Parkway into town. You're going to hit that normal stop and go. It is tedious before you get to Branch Avenue, passing Alabama Avenue, so that's the Suitland Parkway commute, but we've been incident-free there. North on 210, looks like they've come up without the incident. Oh, no, north of Palmer Road, that's where they say the crash is as you approach Kirby Hill Road. And again, New Hampshire Avenue, been watching this. Delays continue to grow, even though police say they're not working any. We're now watching the signal lights southbound New Hampshire Avenue at Brighton Dam Road. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front comes through. We'll take the clouds away this morning. Any clouds around will give way to sunshine, and we'll make it up to a pretty comfortable 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, down to the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 62 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
Be humble. Hello. Sit down. Hello. Be humble. Hello. Sit down.
Humble, $8.1 million mansion. Humble? I think.
Pretty nice. $8.1 million?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, President Obama and his wife Michelle bought that mansion that they are currently renting, which I have to tell you, I'm not surprised. When I saw them starting, they were paying to build a wall, which I don't know why, because walls don't work to keep people out. But they paid to build a wall around this mansion that they were renting. I'm like, who does that? Who pays to build a wall around a mansion that they're renting? That just seems like a
probably
lot of wasted money.
Probably some crazy right-winger who wants to secure his property.
Yeah,
oh, wait, no, that was Barack Obama who built the wall around his property.
Yeah, $8.1 million. It's 8,200 square foot Tudor style mansion in Colorama, which is the same. It's a very, very crowded neighborhood.
It's a busy neighborhood.
Ivanka Trump is there, obviously with her husband, Jared Kushner, Rex Tillerson. And John Podesta lives right down the street. And he said, you know, I'm thinking of canceling my alarm service because there's so much Secret Service.
That's going to be one awesome block party when they have it this summer.
Can you? Oh, I would pay. I would pay to see that. It is 728 on WMAL.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Are you a frequent international business traveler who suffers from frequent jet lag? You may qualify to participate in a clinical study that tests an investigational medication for jet lag due to international travel. Participants will receive study-related expenses and study medication at no charge. For more information on participation, please call 877-353-3551. That's 877-353-3551. This ad is sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Tracy, heard you started your own business.
Yep, a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt vending franchise. It's the latest revolution in healthy frozen yogurt. My robots...
Wait, your robots?
Yep, my robots deliver 7 flavors of delicious and healthy frozen yogurt to customers in high-traffic locations. And Reese and Irvy's provides everything we need to succeed.
And the robots do the work.
They work, so I don't have to.
How can I get my own robots?
Simply go to froyofranchising.com, enter promo code 7474, and submit your information. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7474.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Charles Payne from the Fox Business Channel. We're going to talk about a statistic regarding taxes and how much you're paying, what portion, as opposed to the portion of income your parents were paying to the government. It is now 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. We're expecting the announcement this afternoon from President Trump on whether he's going to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. His announcement is set for 3 o'clock this afternoon from the Rose Garden. You can hear it at WMAL.com. The House Intelligence Committee has issued subpoenas to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and President Trump's personal lawyer Michael Cohen as part of the Russia investigation. There are also subpoenas to the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA.
Information about alleged unmasking by former Obama administration officials, seeking details about exactly what led to the unveiling of the names of Trump aides who were in contact with Russian officials and were caught up in surveillance of foreign officials.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. U.S. Park Police are trying to find out who's responsible for placing a noose in a public exhibition space at the Smithsonian's African American History Museum. Museum visitors found it in the segregation gallery of the building yesterday. Museum founding director Lonnie Bunch says the noose represents an act of cowardice and depravity. An Arlington-based legal investigative unit has filed a lawsuit trying to force D.C. police to give them the information they've gathered so far in their investigation into last year's murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich. No arrest has ever been made in the case that D.C. police think was a random robbery. 7 individuals challenging Maryland's 6th Congressional District as too gerrymandered have now filed a motion asking a federal court panel to declare the map unconstitutional. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,009, the Nasdaq at 61.99. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out 11 as the Nats complete the sweep of the Giants. Bryce Harper begins serving a 3-game suspension for the Monday brawl. The Orioles win, WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we come in from the west. 66 commuters been doing okay. Of course, we have the volume. Manassas toward Centerville, Fair Oaks, but I don't have anything reported blocking right now. Coming off the Greenway, Toll Road, south on 28 out of Sterling. Just seeing some of that volume as you head through a morning commute. Now, where we do have big troubles, 50 inside the Beltway, Maryland. In fact, delays are now beginning before you get to the Beltway. And this all goes to the crash before you get to the exit for New York, Kenilworth Avenue. Still have the left lane blocked, took down a utility pole, and a lot to check out and a lot to get through. We're trying to get through the signal light here on New Hampshire Avenue. Been talking about this for a while. Southbound New Hampshire Avenue, as you come up to the light at Brighton Dam Road, even though crews say they're not working anything, it does not seem to be functioning properly. So now they're getting Pepco crew out there. 270, just about the volume, still with it, hanging slowly through Urbana in Hyattstown, and now as you push into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front comes through. We'll take the clouds away this morning. Any clouds around will give way to sunshine, and we'll make it up to a pretty comfortable 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, down to the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Springfield, 60 in Bethesda, 64 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL. You know, President Obama, he's gone. President Trump might drop out of the Paris Climate Accords. The first site to report it, Axios. Amy Harder will join us from that website at 8:05. And then Tucker Carlson joining us at 8:45 this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, I'm Vince Colonnaise, joined by Mary Walter.
And good morning. I heard you might know Tucker Carlson. I wasn't quite sure.
Familiar with that guy.
Here's a guy everybody knows and a man I adore. Charles Payne from the Fox Business Channel is with us. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Thanks for joining us. I wanted to talk to you. We came across this story that we thought was just so interesting, and it compares the rate of per capita taxes that we're paying now compared to what our parents were paying in 1961, the fiscal year that President Kennedy was elected. And basically, when you adjust it for 2016 dollars, in 1961, the average American was paying about $4,121 per American. If you take the tax revenue equal, you know, among all of the people in the country, works out to be $4,161. Now, it's $10,114 that every single person pays. Now, we know that there are some people that don't pay anything, so some are paying more than others. But if you average out, $10,000, what has happened and how long can we sustain this?
Well, government has grown, and government has a insatiable appetite, and no matter both parties throughout history, whoever's in there, they spend more than they say they're going to spend. They never cut spending anywhere. They create bridges to nowhere, hence the $20 trillion in debt, and still this tax burden, which obviously is a big item with respect to the Trump administration and his budget and his tax proposals, is becoming such a burden on us that we're not far away from from this being something that will cost us $1 trillion a year on interest on the money we borrow, and probably forcing taxes to go even higher at some point down the road.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just, you know, I remember back during the campaign, you heard people like Bernie Sanders and just like constantly Democrats harking back to, in 1955, we had a 90% tax rate. How come we can't get closer to that again? And I don't know why at all that's ever an appealing message to any American voter, but Democrats insistent that we need to get back to a place where 90% is a reasonable tax rate.
You know, I've studied that on my own. I've spent a lot of time studying that. And the fact of the matter is that there were very few people paying that.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, seven people probably, you know, were able to have to pay that amount if you start to adjust it for inflation. It's nonsensical, but that's always, anytime you hear stuff like that, that's not economic policy per se. That's ideology, and they try to wrap economics around ideology. And that's what we saw a lot during the Obama administration, where almost everything that he pushed or that was pushed through it occasionally needed the veneer of economics, and they would try to gloss it up that way. But it was all about redistribution and also a form of social justice. If you get enough people thinking that, well, there's a handful of haves who've got all the money, then why not raise taxes to 90% to enact not only more money for everyone else, but some form of justice, getting even.
Yeah. Did Mick Mulvaney, you had come out, I think it was last week now, and it was early last week, talk about the Trump budget and the plan. And he's got a very rosy view of how much we can grow. And I say rosy because it's relative to recent growth. They're targeting about 3% GDP growth based on if all of Trump's plans go through, including lowering a bunch of tax rates, especially the corporate tax rate, and try to attract business to the United States. Are you as optimistic that the United States can get back to 3% if all of Trump's tax plan goes through?
I think 3% is certainly doable and achievable. And I will say, though, that on the tax plan, You know the old saying, guys, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Right.
And in this case, I keep telling you or asking Trump administration folks, don't let the grandiose be the enemy of the good. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't really need big, large corporations to pay 15% tax. I know there's some countries out there that are that low, but we're not losing business to Poland or the Czech Republic right now. What I do believe we need to have a sincere laser-like focus on are small businesses. 95% of businesses are S-Corps, and these are folks who file as individuals. 95% of our businesses, this is the heartbeat of America. This is where real growth comes from. This is where real job creation comes from. I love the idea of giving them 15%, and large corporations, I think 25% is a pretty smart, reasonable deal. And the reason I say that is because anything else they try, they're going to have to try to balance it out with something, because they're going to lose money on the CBO score. And that's when you get harebrained ideas like the border adjustment tax. Just this morning, I was just crunching numbers before you guys called. Dollar General reports their earnings. They paid in the last 3 months 37% tax. That is absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Now, if we were to add a border adjustment tax, they would even have to pay more money. And ultimately, that means the people who shop at Dollar General, middle class and lower income folks, would have to pay more for those items. So that's why I think the administration needs to have a realistic plan, because the wheels of commerce have already started to move. They're moving in the right direction. Businesses want to grow. So I think if they do something that's reasonable, let's get it in there. Let's make it smart, reasonable, and get it through.
We're going to have to, though, make some cuts in the budget. We're going to have to cut back on some of these freebies and entitlements and other things that people are getting. That has never happened. Entitlements don't get smaller. Do Americans have the stomach to handle that? I don't think they do.
Well, that's a great point. And sometimes it may not just be Americans, it may be human beings. You know, the most recent example of a country that went all the way to the cliff and fell off was Greece. And what people need to understand is that Greece had a military coup in the early 70s. Before that coup, their country always ran a budget surplus. When the civilians took back over 3 years later, the first year they took over, they had a deficit, and they have had deficits ever since, because they were so afraid of future coups, they gave everything away. And there were red flags for decades. They ignored them. They drove right through them, eventually driving off a cliff. So I'm not, to your point, Mary, I'm not sure about the ability of human beings to just see, hey, you're moving in the wrong direction. But I do think at some point leadership's going to have to roll the dice and say, maybe I'm going to be in D.C. for one term, whatever it is, and put out a smart plan. And I think one good thing is that millennials in general are so down about the idea that they're not going to get any Social Security. Put something in place that starts to kick in 20 years, and you may have a more receptive audience than ever before.
Interesting. Charles Payne from the Fox Business Channel, thank you so much for joining us, and have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you both, guys. It was great talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Charles.
744 on WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
745 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Gotta love the sunshine, but we're driving into it coming in from the west. So 66 out of Gainesville towards Centerville, again in the Fair Oaks area. We had it broken down. It should come up to 123, but it looks like that's confined all to the shoulder. But just use caution, obviously, when we have any type of broken down vehicles anywhere. On the Greenway, Toll Road looking good. No problems to report on the Virginia Beltway. Volume through Annandale, again, Toll Road to the Legion Bridge. 50 commuters heading inside the Beltway, Maryland. Big time delays. Here's the story. In on 50, right as you get to the split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue, crew still dealing with the crash, brought down a utility pole blocking the left lane. So we lose a lane. We're gaining a lot of extra time sitting in this backup. Again, 50 through Chevrolet, just absolutely jammed. Out of Riverdale, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, you're not affected by this crash. Your delay's near 202. On the southeast, southwest freeway, just a little bit of volume here westbound now as you come off the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. And to the Wilson Bridge, your backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front comes through. We'll take the clouds away this morning. Any clouds around will give way to sunshine, and we'll make it up to a pretty comfortable 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, down to the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 64 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Well, how many cups of coffee have you had this morning? yesterday, as we were getting ready for the show, I'm cracking up because, as I often do, I'm reading Donald Trump's Twitter feed, and it was early enough in the morning that he hadn't yet deleted this gem, which is, despite the constant negative press, Covfefe, and that was it. That was where it ended. And of course, you, by now, you've probably heard about this tweet, the apparent typo heard around the world. My favorite part of this story, though, they eventually deleted the tweet and made fun of it again on Twitter. The president did. My favorite part of this story is the fact the president basically invented a word and forced every news anchor in the country to have to try to pronounce it. I mean, he's living in their heads rent-free. I mean, at this point, he's literally inventing languages and getting them to speak it. Here's a quick roundup of people who actually have tried to say the word yesterday.
The true meaning of
C-O-V-F-E-F-E is enjoy.
The typo, Covfefe.
Covfefe?
Covfefe.
C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Covfefe.
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 Covfefe. Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Covfefe happened today, and then we get, he's going to pull out of the Paris report.
Where's Covfefe? Covfefe?
You say Covfefe, I say Covfefe.
She spelled Covfefe, or whatever.
I think it's Covfefe.
Covfefe, however you want to pronounce it. Covfefe, Covfefe. None of us really know how to say this.
I don't know how to pronounce Covfefe.
I went Covfefe.
Covfefe.
But that could be wrong.
Covfefe. I like Covfefe.
I spent a lot of time on this.
Covfefe, Covfefe.
Covfefe. C-O-V-F-E-F-E.
Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Covfefe. Covfefe.
What is Covfefe? Covfefe. Covfefe.
Now I guess it is a word.
It is a word now.
Fantastic. That's hilarious.
By the way, Sean, this did come up in the press briefing yesterday. Sean Spicer was asked about it in an off-camera briefing.
Hunter.
Thank you, Sean. Do you think people should be concerned that the president posted somewhat of an incoherent tweet last night and that it then stayed up for hours?
No.
Why did it stay up so long? Is no one watching this?
No, I think the president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant. Like,
Sean,
like,
what is Sean Fennedy? Oh, my God. This is why when we talk about whether the president is his own best spokesman, you know, Morning Joe spent more time on Covfefe than they did on the Kathy Griffin decapitation.
Well, they had to have, considering they spent no time on the Kathy Griffin photo.
Exactly. But this is the thing. Like, this is the problem with the media. That is hilarious. Instead of coverage, you put Covfefe. It was a typo. That suddenly, all of a sudden, means that there's a problem in the administration. Why didn't someone catch this sooner? Why is no one watching this? It was funny.
Is the White House concerned that the president is actually to Twitter?
No, actually, because he has access to Twitter, and that's what he's done his entire presidency. I can't believe that's the tone of that question. It's no wonder people do not adore the press.
If I would have loved to have seen Sean Spicer look at him and just start laughing, going, seriously? Really?
All right. Well, now time for another cup of Covfefe. It's 7:51.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're going to understand the form of our government, you'll have to understand something that's in the Declaration of Independence as a precursor. We're trying to explain the United States of America. There are questions here, huge questions. We have a lot of thinking to do.
As a Hillsdale student, professors like Dr. Arndt inspire me to learn about human nature and government. Join us for a new free Constitution course that mirrors the classroom experience. Enroll at freeconstitutioncourse.com. freeconstitutioncourse.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
And I would like to thank the Daily Caller for providing that wonderful, hilarious montage of news anchors and reporters trying to pronounce Covfefe.
Thank you. Yeah, the video guys did a great job on that.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you for that. It is 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. We go to Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. Stock futures are now pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street. They were higher earlier on this first day of June. May was positive overall for stocks. The old saying, sell in May and walk away, didn't really hold up this year. All three major indexes were higher for the month of May. Today brings a load of economic numbers, starting with the May jobs report from ADP, the payroll company, in less than a half hour. Investors are looking for May car sales numbers today from the automakers. After last year's boom, the market's been softening this year. President Trump tweeted his decision on whether to keep the U.S. in the Paris climate deal will come at 3 Eastern. More than two dozen CEOs, including those from Google, Apple, Facebook, signed a letter asking him to keep the U.S. in. And if you've shopped at Sears or Kmart recently, watch your credit card statements for fraud. The company says it had a data breach. It's not saying how many credit cards were affected. It did not affect online customers. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and 630 AM WMAL.
There is no better way to relax and rejuvenate than in a jacuzzi hot tub. This coming weekend, the Jacuzzi Factory Truckload event is rolling into Premium Spas and Billiards in Sterling with savings you won't want to miss. Premium Spas and Billiards is the Washington area's premier hot tub and pool table outlet. The Jacuzzi Factory Truckload event, this coming weekend, all weekend long. Get the year's best discounts on jacuzzi hot tubs and special financing offers to qualified customers. Don't miss it, because when the truck is gone, so are the savings.
Visit PremiumSpasAndBilliards.com. There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling in their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over ask. Listen, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, a couple of our trouble spots this morning. One now on Colesville Road, trying to get into Four Corners. The crash is going to be southbound 29 Colesville Road before you get to Four Corners right at Lorraine Avenue. Watch for fire and rescue units there at the scene. Around the Beltway topside with the volume College Park to Silver Spring. Now, that's pretty normal. Coming out of Sunshine, Maryland, on New Hampshire Avenue, it has been a tough go trying to get through the signal light here at New Hampshire Avenue and Brighton Dam Road. Just not timing properly. Try to fix that, but for the rush hour, boy, the damage looks like it's done there. Inside the Beltway, 50 commuters, Maryland, once you come off the Beltway, solid lineup for Chevrolet to the crash in on 50 before you get to the exit for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Still at last check, had the left lane blocked. Update sponsored by Sun and Ski. Now, the more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you save. You'll save $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during Sun and Ski's patio sale in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front comes through. We'll take the clouds away this morning. Any clouds around will give way to sunshine, and we'll make it up to a pretty comfortable 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, down to the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stegic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 64 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
I love my One Touch Ultra Meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The One Touch brand makes the VariaFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Yeah, technically upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The One Touch VariaFlex meter has color shore technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your CVS pharmacist about getting the OneTouch VarioFlex meter. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Coming up on WMAL.
Oh, the Paris Climate Accords, rumors that Trump's going to drop out of them. These began thanks to Axios. We'll talk to one of their reporters at the top of the hour.
And we actually have a drug montage coming up for you because there's quite a few drug stories in the news. So we're going to create a montage of drug stories for you. Because everybody needs that.
And don't forget Tucker Carlson. He's coming too.
Yes, and Tucker Carlson.